In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All too frequently, I'll have someone come to me and say, "Look, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to. Now, I go to Mass, I pray, I keep the commandments, I try not to sin, and if I fail, I go to confession. And all this bad stuff is happening in my life. I may have gotten sick, or I lost my job, or I'm suffering bad temptations. That's not fair. I'm just going to give up." And what we need to point out to people who have those things happen to them and to the rest of us is, what did you think would happen? Do you think the devil is just going to sit passively by and watch as you march out of its grasp? Did you find anywhere in sacred scripture that when Jesus said, "If you follow me, your lives will be perfect and prosperous. You will never get sick. You'll never have anything bad happen to you. You'll walk around with a smile pasted on your face at all times. You'll even be, have your own business and a Mercedes-Benz and a car and a boat and a cabin and all these good things." Does it say that in the sacred scripture? No. What does our Lord say? "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own." If you're not struggling against the devil, the devil's not going to give you any trouble, because why should he? You're in his hip pocket. But if you're turning away from him, if you're turning away from sin, he's going to get angry, and he's going to come after you. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't turn away from sin, because, of course, you don't want to end up in hell. You want heaven. You want the good things that God can give you both in this world and the next. But it's going to be a struggle, because, as the Lord says, no slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. And that's what happens to many people, is because they are obedient to God, the world doesn't like them and they're treated accordingly. So that's why our Lord says elsewhere, when they persecute you, blessed are you, because their fathers treated the prophets in the same way. And so, one of the signs that you are on the right track is if the devil is mad with you, and if the world is mad with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.